You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
So Garrett, tis the season, and you always bring us lovely movie-themed gift ideas. We'll be looking at ones in local shops as such next week, but a little bit of time for online gifts. So what are you starting with?
Yeah, so we're starting with, well, what's always a good gift is candles.
Yes, and not just any ordinary
candles.
Not
just ordinary candles. The distributor of all things, A24, you've probably heard me referring to them a lot in the movie news over the last couple of years because they've been very busy distributing films. They're also selling candles.
A little sideline, why not?
A little sideline. So they've collaborated with a Brooklyn-based fragrance studio, Joya, on a line of six scented candles inspired by classic film genres: horror, western, thriller, noir, adventure, and musical.
Okay.
They say,
what does adventure smell like then?
Adventure smells like hot sand. Mayan ruins. Now you have to take their word for it, not mine.
Okay.
Western. Explosive, sweet, jarring.
Jarring. What if I'm in a noir mood?
A noir. Velvety, dark, a little spicy, like rose jam.
Wow. Okay. Thriller.
Unorthodox, roasted, smoky, metallic.
Okay. Let's finish with, I guess I need to know about musical.
Green, lovely, dewy, watery.
Watery?
That's what it says.
If I buy a candle that said watery. Okay.
Anyway, the burn time, 50 to 60 hours, or as they say, approximately 33 movies. You'll get that for $48 if you go to a24films.com. You just click on their shop section.
All right. Now, what if we'd rather a little bit of an incense burner?
An incense burner. Yeah, I liked this because you can get a Breaking Bad Orvi incense burner. So this one is a replica of the famous Orvi in the series. Mm-hmm. The van door flips open and smoke comes out the vent on the top of the van. If you've seen the series, you know that that is in keeping with the storyline. Thinkgeek.com. It's just under $30 for that one.
Anything for Game of Thrones fans?
Oh, of course. Now, there's absolutely loads of Game of Thrones stuff out there with the final season, I suppose, coming our way next year. I saw some Table Runners, a set of three, which you can get for each house, the House Stark, House Targaryen and House Lannister. They're machine washable.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and you know, you can forget about winter is coming because dessert is coming when you have those. They're just under $65 again from thinkgeek.com.
All right. Did you find any little stocking fillers for us now this year?
Yes, some curious ones. You can get a hotel keychain from the Overlook Hotel and it has room 237 on it. So nice. Fans of The Shining will know that that's something that's only $6 from Etsy.com.
Yes.
You can boldly cut pizza where no man has cut pizza before. This is a pizza cutter in the shape of the USS Enterprise from Star Trek.
Oh, brilliant.
It's an officially licensed Star Trek collectible and it has the shape, so you just run the head of the Enterprise down along the pizza and off you go. It's just under $15 from thinkgeek.com as well. And of course, no list would be complete without something from the Back to the Future franchise. Mm-hmm. And I found a Mr. Fusion car charger. So this was the thing that powered the DeLorean.
Yeah.
So that plugs in to your carport, also known as a cigarette lighter.
Yes.
It's about $8. Now, they were selling out fast as well from the same website.
All right. What about the kids? What have you for us?
Well, I found a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Let's Make a Movie. This is a step-by-step book that teaches kids the process of storytelling skills to make awesome, satisfying films. Had a quick look at some of the pages in it. Really good.
So it's called Let's Make a Movie.
Let's Make a Movie.
Okay.
So it's for 8 to 12-year-olds. And, you know, you do everything from storyboarding to sort of figuring out how to do the different genres.
Great idea.
Spielberg made his first movie at 12, so why not? And you'll get that on Amazon for $12.
That's a lovely gift,
actually,
isn't it? Okay, let's come to Star Wars.
There's always Star Wars. There's always Star Wars. Yeah. And I was having a look around because we've done various different Star Wars ones over the years. What have we not done? And then I found this website in Australia, which are, they're selling R2-D2 coffee press pots.
Oh.
And if you think about it, R2's the perfect shape for a coffee pot.
Yeah.
And, you know, his head slides down and it presses down. Yeah, look, it's
clever.
It is clever. 32 ounces of coffee you'll hold in it. It's just over $30 Australian dollars. ebgames.com.au is the company, but you'd want to get that now because it'll take a while to get here.
Right.
I have another Star Wars one to mention. I'll mention in a few minutes when we get to the ridiculously priced item.
Okay, let's go for the more affordable at the moment or for now. So posters,
I found this one and I thought it was quite curious because we're inundated with stuff to watch, mm-hmm. and you're kind of going, oh, flick through Netflix and it could take us 20 minutes before we decide what we're watching. And this is a poster that you scratch off. There's 100 movies on it and you scratch off and they're all classic movies.
Wow.
And you scratch them off as you watch them. So it's a great way of sort of engaging yourself.
Once you're tired with one, you keep going. Is that
say, let's see what's under this one, and it will reveal a classic movie, and you have to go watch it. And it's a cheap item. It's only $13 on Amazon, or €13 actually. So 100 iconic movies on it, and you just pick them, and you get the related artwork underneath after you scratch it. So
you found some nice prints as well.
Yeah, you can get these. They're sort of minimal movie sort of poster art prints, and they range kind of from $19 to $74, and you can get everything like It's a Wonderful Life, a really nice design of the moon, Blade Runner, Godfather, all these different types of movies done in a minimal sort of artistic style. So people might like those, especially if you're looking for something slightly different. Society 6 is the name of the website where you can order those from, and I believe other websites as well do them.
All right, now Christmas Day and an awful lot of people like to take out a board game. Did you find anything for us?
I did. I found this one really interesting because how about pitching movies as a board game?
Oh, and that's a bit creative, isn't it?
It is quite, so what you do is you get the cards and the cards tell you different things, like you're a farmer in Idaho.
Right.
And then you pull out another one and it says alien invasion, and then you pull out another one. And what you have to do is pitch to everybody else around the table with the cards that you've been dealt, the story around that, and then people decide who has the best movie, you win cash for it, and that's how you do it.
Good.
So it's called the movie pitching party game, and that's what you do. You create movie plots and you pitch to your fellow people. About €22 from uncommongoods.com. Thought that was
a nice
clever one.
Okay, you have found a Marvel-us gift for
us. I love this one. All right, so there's no point going to Smith's or Ken Black's and sort of going around the Marvel toys, because this is a toys for big boys and big girls. You can literally get Thor's mighty hammer, but it's not just an ordinary hammer. You open it up and inside is a 44-piece toolbox.
Wow.
Which is really good. You've got, you know, hammer, measure tape, level, screwdriver, wrench, everything you need. So what about showing up to a construction site with that? Or saying, you know what, I'll put that TV furniture together. Out comes the Marvel Thor style, Avenger style DIY. It's about $100 from thinkgeek.com. What a great one that one is.
All right. For the person who has everything and the person, well, as you said, this is the very, very, very expensive one you have for us this afternoon, Garrett.
This is ridiculous. So this is for, well, probably Star Wars fans or someone who, as you say, has absolutely everything, likes the outdoors as well. A Death Star fire pit. So it's the shape of the Death Star.
Yes.
And you can use it for either gas or a wood-burning pit.
And of course, this is top of my list.
Of course, you know, when it's lit, you've got a blazing Death Star, which fans would absolutely love. You know, as the pitch says on their website, it says, this is the fire pit you've been looking for. So it's
totally
corny.
How much is it going to set us back?
Well, it's not corny, the price. It's $2,100 from a company called westcoastfirepits.com. That's the ridiculous
one. Your research,
one.
As always, Garrett, is absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah, but can I just say that my research brought me to something that, I can't forget at this stage, because as I was flicking through, looking and seeing all these different things, I spotted something, the most ridiculous thing that I could possibly see online, which was a pair of Nicolas Cage stud earrings. And I thought, what?
You're not serious.
They were $12 on Etsy.com.
So you ordered them for me immediately?
Yeah, I did. And I have to say, even just seeing them has caused me untold damage. But anyway...
Nicolas Cage stud earrings. I've heard it all.
They have everything. They have everything online for the movie fan.
All right. So next Saturday for our pre-Christmas show, you will have more gifts for us, but there'll be ones we can buy in shops.
Yeah,
right?
Ones that you can pick up, DVDs, books, etc.
They are excellent online choices. Thank you very much, Garrett. Let's take a quick look at new releases in our cinemas, starting with this one.
My parents were from different worlds. And I was a product of a love that never should have been.
He could unite our worlds one day.
A son of the land and a son of the seas.
Your mother always knew you were special.
You are part of something deeper. You are the bridge between land and sea. Take your rightful place as king.
That's Aquaman, Garrett.
Lots of big movies coming our way over the next couple of weeks. Yeah, Aquaman, big movie. Big cast in it as well with Jason Momoa, Amber Heard, William Dafoe and Nicole Kidman starring in that one. We're staying with the comic book theme because Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is also released. This is an animated tale, getting great reviews and people really liking it. Mm. And then just to mention on Netflix, they've got Roma, which has just been released. Alfonso Cuarón directing this one, a story that chronicles the life, of a middle-class family in Mexico in the early 1970s is going to be in award categories over the next couple of weeks as well.
Okay, so what TV movie should we check out?
It's a good movie about a flaw in the housing market that makes that follows the financial crisis in the US. It's called The Big Short. Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt starring it. It's a good movie, fact-based drama. It's on 9 p.m. on BBC Two tonight.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.